Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Let's talk about some myths regarding donor egg, donor sperm, and surrogacy. So some myths regarding donor egg. One of the biggest myths I get from the donors, not the intended parents, from the donors is, okay, if I donate my eggs for 6 cycles, that means that I'm going to go through menopause earlier, or you're going to deplete all my eggs and I'm not going to have any eggs for when I want to have a baby. I'm here to tell you that's not the case. We are only taking advantage of what eggs you would have for that cycle. So for example, let's say a donor starts off every month with 10 follicles or 10 eggs. Over that cycle, only one of those become the dominant follicle or dominant egg, and that's the one that ovulates. The other 9 are lost for forever. So the goal of the injections is to get all 10 to grow and become the dominant follicles and retrieve those eggs. Those eggs would have been lost forever after that cycle regardless. So we're not putting you through menopause earlier because you're a donor. We're only taking advantage of the eggs that you have for that specific cycle. Let's talk about what the baby looks like, because this is something super important if you're utilizing donor eggs and or donor sperm. I will tell you, I've been in practice for almost 2 decades, and lots of these babies come back to visit with me. So I actually get to see the outcome of babies who are created with donor eggs and donor sperm. I will tell you, when these couples go to pick donor egg or donor sperm, they tend to pick someone along their lines in terms of hair color, eye color, ethnic origin, even the characteristics of or the dynamic interactions I have with that baby or young child. I feel very similar to that intended parent. So picking the donor egg or the donor sperm that fits you well is so important. And you get to choose if you want to tell your child if they were created from donor egg and or donor sperm. It's a big undertaking. Are you going to tell them? And when will you tell them? When are they psychologically ready to hear this? And will they be treated differently by other members in your family or by society or by classmates? These are all things to consider. And I'm telling you today, our society as a whole are becoming more and more open about our journeys and experiences. And we realize that none of us have it amazing. Like, none of us are living a dream. Everyone's going through their own struggles. And we realize, whether it's infertility or something else, we realize that, hey, seeing and recognizing this person going through this, and this is what they had to do, donor egg or donor sperm, to have their child, it's okay. And to celebrate that they were able to achieve a pregnancy with donor egg, donor sperm, or surrogacy. I will tell you, for my own son, he knew from day one, or as soon as he could start understanding, that his mother was born with a heart defect and I did not carry him. But when he looks himself in the mirror, he sees me. He has my characteristics. I'm his mother, even though I did not carry him. So you get to pick or decide if you're going to tell your child if they were conceived with donor egg, donor sperm, and or surrogacy. And I'm also going to tell you as well, there are things that are called 23andMe and all these more sophisticated genetic testing that are available out there today. And at some point, people may start doing their own genetic testing and wondering why their genetics doesn't match theirs of their parents. There are so many factors to consider if you tell your children and when, if they were conceived with donor egg, donor sperm, and or gestational carrier. One of the questions I get from my patients is, if I utilize a gestational carrier, I will not have the opportunity to be physically pregnant and bond with the baby. And what if the child doesn't recognize me or does not want to bond with me when the child is finally here? And I will tell you, that's not the case. From a doctor who understands this process, but also as a mother whose only child was born via surrogacy, when my son was born, he immediately, as if he knew who I was, he immediately bonded with me. And that bond continued to grow over the last many years. Another myth that I get about gestational carrier or gestational surrogacy is that the baby may look like the gestational carrier, gestational surrogate, or may have the DNA or the blood type of the gestational carrier, gestational surrogate. And I will tell you, the baby's blood type, the baby's genetics, those are determined from the egg and sperm that created that fetus, not from the person who carried the pregnancy. So don't be worried about the genetics of the growing fetus. The genetics of the growing fetus, no matter who carries that pregnancy, the genetics will be dictated from where the egg and sperm came from to create that fetus. Another myth I want to debunk is that the gestational carrier does surrogacy or carries a pregnancy for someone else just for the money. And that is not true. While they do need to be compensated for their time and risk of being pregnant and delivering a child 9 months later, many of these women are truly doing it to help someone else out. I will tell you, the woman who carried my only child, she did IVF to have her three children, and she had a couple more embryos left over. And instead of having five children, she decided she would carry a pregnancy from others to get around the fact that she never utilized her remaining embryos. So women are doing it to help others. And my surrogate needed IVF to have her three children. So she knows what it's like or what it was like to be someone who could not have a child and really wanted one. And so I'm here to tell you that the surrogates are doing this or carrying pregnancies for other people to help others. The same thing for donor eggs and donor sperm. They're donating their eggs, donating their sperm. The women who donate their eggs, yes, they do need to be compensated for their time and risk. Remember, they're undergoing injections for 1.5 to 2 weeks. They're undergoing a small surgical procedure, an egg retrieval to remove their eggs. They do need to be compensated for that time, but they're truly donating to help other people out. Some of them have family members or friends that they've witnessed undergo fertility treatments, and they felt like maybe I could do this and help someone else out. Similarly, if you read the short essay answers to questions for the donor egg and donor sperm that says, why did you want to become an egg donor or sperm donor? You'll get the altruistic reason of they truly wanted to help someone by donating their eggs and sperm. Now, men donating their sperm, it's not as risky as a woman donating her eggs. The male just has to produce a sample in a cup. But they're doing this to help others. And so utilizing donor egg, donor sperm, and or surrogacy should not be anything you're shameful to say that you've utilized third-party reproduction, because the people who donated their eggs, sperm, and or uterus to help you did this for altruistic reasons, because they wanted to help someone else with something they could utilize in helping someone else. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and learning about fertility treatment options. I would love to hear from you. If you have questions, if you have suggestions for things you want to hear about in future episodes, please like, follow, and subscribe, and send me your questions to the Modern Parenthood Podcast at gmail.com.
Pioneer.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dix.com/scorecardplus for details.